The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I bring to you a message from our evil robot overlord. He commands you to listen now to Matt and Maria on 46 and 2. Oh, did I say evil? I meant to say quite lovely.
Yeah, that is right. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for joining me this, Friday evening, broadcasting across Te Tau Ihu, the top of the south, and to the planet through the website freshfm.net. So Friday evening, the 3rd of May. The year is going crazily fast, but anyway, that's, I guess, what time kind of does at the end of the day. It's night. On the show this evening, it is, well, New Zealand Music Month, so we're going to be playing a bunch of Kiwi music. Now, I say we. Maria is around. She's just not quite here at the moment, so please give her a moment, and she will be joining me, Matt, in the Nelson studio. Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station, featuring tons of cool shows. Hopefully this one is somewhere up there with cool. It's a show anyway. Biggs Music Works support us, so I've got to say a very big thank you to Biggs. So on the show tonight, we're going to have a few bands like Caridian, Drinkwater, a bit of Alady on the way, and a band called Ginzu and the Steak Knives going to join us as well, plus the Long Song. And I've looked to one of the Kiwi bands who I've enjoyed live over the years for the Long Song. They are called Cripple Mr. Onion, so that will be coming up later on in the show. Now, I'm going to start things off now with a band called Claimus. Bumped into these guys live in Wellington sometime earlier last year. I think mid last year, not quite sure. It was sometime last year. They're a prog metal band from Wellington. They're a three-piece. Although when they play live, they would have a bass player, but they sequence, I think, the bass. Because, you know, they'd have to pay an extra guy to go on tour to play the bass with them. So anyway, here we go. Claimus, a song called Kinesis, coming to you on this 46 in 2 New Zealand Music Month show. Hope you enjoy Kinesis by Claimus.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that. Wellington band Claimus, a song called Kinesis off the Daydream album. As I said, I caught them live in Wellington. Maria and I were up there for a bit of a getaway to Wellington and saw that Pull Down the Sun, one of my favourite Kiwi bands, were playing. And yeah, Claimus played after them, and I can kind of see why the guys out of Pull Down the Sun said they're just way too technical and way too proficient for us to play after. They'll make us look bad. And yeah, the guys out of Claimus, amazing musicians. Thanks for joining me. My name is Matt. Maria is along very soon. The show is called 46 and 2, comes to you on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. Plus, you can hear us on Radio Southland on a Saturday night and Free FM on a Monday night, as far as I'm aware. Anyway, unless they've cancelled us, and it's not good to be cancelled, ask anyone who's been cancelled. Anyway, playing a heap of Kiwi music this 46 and 2 for you, as it is New Zealand Music Month, all May. I saw a great New Zealand music t-shirt today. I'm wearing one at the moment. I'm wearing my Pull Down the Sun t-shirt, but one, I can't even say what it said on it, because the wording, although it doesn't look bad when you say it out loud, it is bad. But anyway, I'll see if there's a way I can work out how to tell you about the t-shirt in a seemly manner. A band called Supergroove appeared back in, must have been the early 90s, must have been somewhere around about then. A bunch of Kiwi musos, had a brass section, had some rap, had some guitar. They sort of, were funky, they were heavy at times, they were cool. You should all know the song. It's one of their biggies. It's called You Gotta Know. It is Supergroove, coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Biggs Music Works. Thanks to you, and, thanks to my parents way back in the day.
One more point, and that's this.
You got to know to understand.
funky, cool New Zealand band. They were a super groove. Unfortunately, they kind of fell apart a bit. They lost a bunch of members. They released another album called, was it like Backspace or something, a few years after that one, and it just didn't have the same punch, the same funk, the same big band sort of sound. But anyway, Kiwi classic super groove, and of course launched the career of one Shay Fu, man with a magic voice. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks for joining me. My name is Matt, in the studio, still solo at the moment, but that's okay. Maria is here in spirit, and that's the main thing. I can feel her looking over my shoulder, waiting for me to play something and go, that's crap. But anyway, that's all right. I'm going to play a band now called Drinkwater. Now, Drinkwater were a band I didn't know a heck of a lot about. They played in Tillamans in Invercargill. Now, if you're an ex-Invercargillite, or if you're still an Invercargillite, Tillamans, I think it's, I don't even know if it's still going anymore. Maybe it is some sort of venue. It might be on, like, D Street now. It used to be on Don Street upstairs in a cool little venue, and these guys played there, Drinkwater, and there were posters everywhere advertising them at the time saying New Zealand's answer to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And went to see their gig. They got up on stage and the first thing they said is, we're not New Zealand's answer to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was the promoter taking a few liberties. We're not really like that at all. So it was kind of like, they did have a bit of a funky side. They released an album called Three Murky Vibes, and this is a song based on a fairly popular kids story that I think is going to air on Fresh FM on Sunday morning on Kath B's Kids Mix. I know this because I helped set it up. But anyway, here we go. A song called Bad Jelly by the band Drinkwater. Kiwi music from the album Three Murky Vibes. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to you. And thanks to Biggs Music Works.
Away. Bad jelly is taking Lucy away. jelly.
There you go, from the Three Murky Vibes album, that was Drinkwater with Bad Jelly. They kind of did have a funky side, but they certainly were a little bit different from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I can understand why they sort of got up front and said, that ain't us, because, you know, you don't want to be billed as something and then do something that's completely different and then have an angry crowd. Anyway, thank you for joining us this evening. Us as in the royal we, the me, the they, the them, the us, the me, the him, the her. You know what I mean. Matt in the studio here doing a show called 46 and 2. Maria is going to be here soon. I keep saying this, and I've got my fingers crossed that she will be joining us. Now, it is New Zealand Music Month. Chance to celebrate New Zealand music. Get out, see some gigs and that sort of thing. Apparently today was a day you're meant to wear New Zealand music t-shirts. And luckily enough, I'm wearing one from one of my favourite Kiwi bands, Pull Down the Sun. But Shannon, who does the show called Homegrown Only on Fresh FM, was wearing a t-shirt today that was celebrating Kiwi Music Month, and it had a picture of Aaron Tokona, who was from Weta, the late Aaron, and it's a picture of him doing a very Johnny Cash pose, playing a guitar with a slightly raised middle finger. If you know the Johnny Cash picture, well, Aaron did had a photo taken that was similar, and on the back is written the Maori, like WHA. We know, you know, WH in Maori is pronounced F. So anyway, WHA. And then it had the word called cup. I don't know if, yeah, but you know where we're going with that. But anyway, it was a bit of a fundraiser. I don't know if the t-shirts are still available or not, but the fundraiser was for, I think, Music Helps. Anyway, they may still be available. If you type Aaron Tokona and then WHA and then cup, you'll see what I mean. They'll be on the Google, I'm sure of it. It's a great photo of him. He was a great musician too, which reminds me, I should play some Weta on the show. Okay, what am I going to play now? I'm going to play a band called Caridian. Now, Caridian from Auckland were touring last year supporting an album called Hava, and they played at the Boat Shed, the Boat House. I've got to think which one's which in Nelson. There's a restaurant and then there's a venue. Now, the venue is the Boat House because it's bigger than the shed, I think. The Boat Shed is the cafe, the Boat House is the venue. I think that's the way you do it. But anyway, this band Caridian played there with Elodie from Christchurch and with Pull Down the Sun from Whanganui, and it was a great, like, three Kiwi bands all pretty much at the top of their game. So I do have those other two bands hopefully coming up in the show if I can squeeze them all in. But from Hava, this is a song called Meraki. It is Caridian coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM.
They flow.
evil robot overlord. This is 46 and 2, thanks to the humans at Beggs Music Works, Harney Street, Nelson. Throw your goats up.
That is one of the bands playing at the Rock Monsters South gig coming up at the start of July in Christchurch at the Naya Marsh Theatre at the Christchurch University. That is Elodie with Witch's Brew. I'm looking forward to seeing them again. They're a band where, you know, the singer sings, and it's quite cool to see. They get quite heavy, and yet their singer kind of, yeah, he doesn't get all growly and stuff. He sings. It was nice. Nice to see them at, where did they say, the Boat House in Nelson earlier in 2023. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. My name is Matt. It is time now, I've decided, may as well fit it in while I can. It is time for the long song. Now, the long song is a song that's a little bit long. It may seem fairly obvious. Most sort of pop music and stuff is probably around the 3 or 4 minute mark these days. So we decided to challenge people's, I guess, yeah, ability to listen for a while. So anyway, came up with a concept called The Long Song. This is from an album called Anti-Gravity. It is by a band called Cripple Mr. Onion. If you ever get the chance, I don't know if they're active anymore, but if they do anything, worth seeing. This is Exuvai by Cripple Mr. Onion on Fresh FM.
We'll be right back.
New Zealand band Cripple Mr. Onion with Exuve, the name of that song. I think it's Ve. When you get a V, an I, an A, and an E lined up as Ve. Yeah, something like that. From the Anti-Gravity album, Cripple Mr. Onion. What do you think, Maria?
Yeah, I don't mind Crippled Mr. Onion.
Good, good.
They're okay. They hail from Christchurch, do they, Maddie?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're still active or not. I know they lost their bass player, unfortunately. But, yeah, good Kiwi sort of heavy band, bit proggy, bit thrashy, bit rocky. I saw them probably a couple of times in Nelson back in maybe the early 2000s. So long ago, I can barely remember. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. Now, it is New Zealand Music Month, so we are aiming to play all New Zealand music, which I think is a good thing to be aiming for.
Well, it's not a bad thing, is it?
No.
4 weeks of New Zealand music from us, maybe?
Yeah. Now, going to play a band called Ginzu and the Steak Knives. Now, they've got an album called Kavanagh. Now, they come from Auckland. They draw on everything from punk rock to sludge metal. They've got an album out with 11 songs that is a mere 26 minutes long. So they're fairly full on and You know, they get it done. They get it done. They pride themselves on loud and disgusting riffs. So if that sounds like you, you might really be into Ginzu and the Snake Nose. Does it sound like you, Maria?
I don't know, Maddie. I'll have to listen to it. But they formed in 2015, like you say, in Auckland. Their, I guess, debut album was called Edge of the Universe. And musicnet.nz said of them, their loud yet catchy songs showcase punk, metal and doom riffs that will smash you in the face and beats that will melt your brain. So if you're into that, I guess that's what we're going to be hearing, eh, Maddie?
Yep. Here we go. That is Ginzu and the Steak Knives, Edge of the Universe. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us. We're here thanks to Beg's Music Works. We're running out of time really quickly. Now, Devilskin put out a new EP. It came out last couple of days. Maybe it was today. People are excited. Flatmate downstairs has a copy. I think old Millsy has a copy.
He has a copy. One has a CD and one the other one has a piece of vinyl. Mm. And doing a nationwide tour.
Well, not really nationwide. No, they're doing part of New Zealand.
Maybe in Invercargill tonight, tomorrow night, over the weekend. I know that Millsy is heading to that. So
They're there at some stage. So I was thinking of playing Barracuda, but I think we're going to go now with, we're not going to play that, we're going to play the Whale song. Mikey's into the song, so we're going to play it. It's a little bit long, so the show's going to sort of run out of time very, very quickly. But anyway, we're going to try and squeeze in a bit of Pumpkinheads to come too.
And if we don't, we'll squeeze that in next
week. We'll try. We'll get half the song in probably, because this one's going to go for about the next 7 minutes. So anyway, here we go. This is Devilskin, the Whale song, Fresh.
schemes for the masses, but they don't follow me.
Oh, that is Devil Skin. Yeah, we're having to fade it out early. We're not going to fit it all in. It'll teach me for playing the longest song on the EP. It's not bad. I really like the two covers on it, I've got to say. The production on it is pretty damn mint. That is Devil Skin. Thanks for joining us. This has been 46 and 2. We're very quickly running out of time. Maria, you've had a request from the brother of a band member who we're about to play.
Well, I have. Going to play a band called Pumpkinhead, who hail from Christchurch. It's off their album Sloth. That might have come out early 90s. Now, this band has supported Primus and Faith No More. Plus, wicked. They've done quite a few festivals, big day outs and stuff like that. So this is Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, I remember them when I lived in Christchurch.
Yeah,
I remember them playing.
I don't know, but I'm going to say they're still doing gigs maybe. But anyway, so off their album Sloth, the track is called I Like. For your listening pleasure, we will be back next Friday. Thanks to Beggs Music Works.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.